Thanks again for subscribing to my bookstore blog, Books Not Found in Your So-Called Christian Bookstore. And what book might that be? Oh, So Many Versions by Saki Kubo and Walter F. Speck. 20th century English versions of the Bible. Versions of the Bible. What Bible might that be? This is a version of it. These are versions of it. And as you come to notice, they always go back to the King James. They call it a version. I call it the Bible. The King James Version is always the standard. And that's what I want you to see in this blog, how they always use it as the standard, as they always use it and say it's wrong. They always use it and say and correct it. And that is what scholarship does. That is what most translators do today, right? Well, this, you know, translated by maybe four people, basically said that in the last blog that the King James Version is an unfortunate version, okay? Let's see what they say on page 146. The books of the Bible are listed not only canonical, but also in alphabetical order. Perhaps it is anticipated that people who are not informed readers of the Bible will turn to this translation. How about that? That is incredible. Perhaps it is anticipated that people who are not informed readers of the Bible will turn to this translation. That's exactly who's reading it. Those that are not informed readers of the Bible. They go to these dumbed down translations that is that of the Sinaiticus Vaticanus text, the liberal text. Okay? That's what this text is. These new translations. They are not of Antioch. They are that of Alexandria, Egypt. Isn't that where Israel was held captive? Why would you want a translation from there? Anyway, we give a few sample this is its characteristics, okay? We give a few sample passages to illustrate the kind of amplification found in this translation. Remember, amplification means to add words, and you're going to see it right now. I don't even have to compare it with that of God's Perfect Words, the 1769 King James Bible, because it's so awful, it's right in their own translation. And here it goes. Genesis chapter 1, 1 verse 6. In the beginning, God prepared, formed, fashioned, and created the heavens and the earth. Hebrews 11, 3. The earth was without form and an empty waste, and darkness was upon the face of the very great deep. The Spirit of God was moving, hovering, brooding over the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw the light, and that it was good, suitable, pleasing, and he approved it. And God separated the light from the darkness. 2 Corinthians 4:6. And God called the light day, and the darkness he called night, and there was evening, and there was morning, one day. And God said, let there be a firmament, the expanse of the sky in the midst of the waters, and let it separate the waters below from the water above. Okay? I can count to you all the words they added, because they have them in parentheses. And then, not only that, if we compare it to the King James Bible, God's perfect and preserved word, the 1769, you'll see that there are other words added that aren't in their parentheses, because that's what amplified means, okay? Here's the words in parentheses that we know aren't in the text. Prepared, formed, fashioned, hovering, brooding, the expanse of the sky, below and above. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, I'm sorry. Suitable and pleasing. 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14 words added to the text. More next time.